This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. When we talk about conservation projects for our fields, we're often sold on what it can do to clean up the water and prevent soil erosion by wind and water. As we've witnessed through the spring and early summer, large amounts of rain have fallen across much of Iowa, and the worst has been seen in the northern tier counties. So how have those conservation projects held up? We'll talk with Iowa Ag Secretary Mike Nagg right after this.
Heat of the summer with an Iowa Soybean Association farmer membership powered by the Soybean Checkoff. Access timely industry info, engage in on-farm research, and join producer programs, all designed to support your operation's unique needs. Activate or confirm your membership before August 31st and be entered to win one of many unique prizes, including a solo stove. Visit iasoybeans.com today to learn more. The Iowa Soybean Association, driven to deliver for Iowa's nearly 37,000 soybean farmers.
Iowa Ag Secretary Mike Nagg has toured all around the state, and especially in the flood-stricken areas of northern Iowa, where he calls home. He says that in his travels, he's seen a lot of variability. Some spots look tough, while others look like they could put out a record yield.
Had a chance to get on some farms, visit with farmers, you know, see some of the damage. And you can essentially run from Mason City all the way over to Lyon County, the top two tiers of counties all the way across, and see the effects of too much rain. The pothole region that's got water sitting, drowned out spots, prevent plant, and just a lot of variability in that crop. And yet within that, you can even find some places that just look phenomenal. And certainly as I travel in other parts of the state, you can see some awesome looking crops. I think we're going to be talking record setting yields in some places. And mantra of variability, I think, is how we're going to continue to talk about this crop.
Now, some of these floods have been historic in a few regions, and we know that those areas are going to be tested beyond the levels of what any conservation practice or normal practice can do. However, Secretary Nagg says that he's been impressed with what he has seen. This is especially true in the wetlands that have been put in around the lakes regions.
Actually, some good news. I was just up in the lakes area, and they've really been focused on putting in wetlands up above those lakes. And, there's been some aerial photography taken, and you can see that those wetlands did their job. They held back some of that surge, that bounce that would have otherwise affected properties and contributed, again, to flow downstream. And so there's, I think, a success story and one that I think will be told, needs to be told, is look at the benefits of that. There's water quality benefits, but there's also flood mitigation that occurs there. So there are some good news stories there where we saw that play out.
Now, Nagg says this will also give farmers a great opportunity at the end of the year to see where they could probably benefit by adding some conservation practices in their own fields. It's also going to be a time of repairing those practices that have been damaged, especially things like terraces and even some of the edge of field buffers.
You're going to notice some places where you've got some erosion, some cuts. And those might be opportunities for you to think about a grass waterway or a terrace or a buffer strip of some kind. And that, you know, that's a great time to make note of those things and get in and talk to the county conservation office. See, get somebody out there to look at it and see what you can do. But the other side of that will be just repairing the damage to practices like those terraces. Lots of fencing in pastures that has been blown out, and folks, there is some assistance for folks to get some cost share to put fencing back in.
Check with your county offices or the Iowa Department of Agriculture and Land Stewardship to see what cost share and relief assistance is available to you. For Profit Matters, I'm Dustin Huffman reporting.